Now turn to section 3. Section 3. You will hear a university teacher and three of his students discussing the students' upcoming economics essays. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Good morning, Mr. Stevenson.
Good morning, Amy. Are William and Anna with you?
They're just coming. Here they are.
So, good morning. Now we're all here, let's begin. You've all got your extended economics essays due in next month, and so we're meeting here today to discuss your progress. So, Amy, tell me a little about your essay.
Well, it's going fine, Mr. Stevenson. I chose to examine how global oil prices have affected the car industry.
That's a good subject at the moment. Those price fluctuations are creating some very unexpected results. Have you had any problems with gathering enough information to shape your essay?
Oh, yes. As you said, it's very topical at the moment and everyone seems to be writing about it. I've more than enough information. Actually, my main headache is with my sources. I don't have much experience with an essay of this type, and I'm not used to creating the citations in the correct way.
Yes. The first time that people write an essay at this level, they often have problems with sources. Once you've done a few essays here, you'll learn what to do and you won't have any further problems. We try to help students with this area on our website, where we have a guidance sheet that details all the procedures that you'll need.
Oh, good. I'll check that out.
Now, how about you, William? You're writing about the Australian fishing industry, aren't you?
Things are pretty good, thanks, Mr. Stevenson. I'm not writing about the fishing industry anymore, though. That was my original choice, but I found that the sources weren't very good for that.
Really? I thought lots would have been written about that.
Well, yes, a lot has been written, but not an awful lot recently. Because there was a shortage in fish stocks around 10 years ago, most writers have focused on that, which means that today's normal situation doesn't attract much attention. Because of that, I decided to write about the effects of immigration on employment figures in the Northern Territory state in Australia.
And things are going fine, you say?
Yes, I've got plenty of up-to-date sources, but I have a problem with length. I seem to have gone about 2,000 words over the 4,000 word limit. I've reviewed my content and everything I've written is relevant, and there's nothing to cut.
Writing too much is a common problem with essays as well. What I can suggest is that you work on the task of revision. Most people find that they are very wordy in their first drafts, and things can be expressed in a much better way with fewer words. I've no doubt that you'll be no different. It will be quite time-consuming, but go through your work sentence by sentence. You'll soon find the length of your essay will soon be acceptable.
You now have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen to the rest of the discussion and answer questions 26 to 30.
That just leaves you, Anna. How's your essay going?
Not so well, I'm afraid, Mr. Stevenson. I've had lots of problems getting started because other essays were due for other teachers. When I was finally ready to start your essay at the beginning of this month, I got ill and I spent quite a few days in bed. I even went home to my parents' house so I could recover properly.
Oh dear, that's quite serious. Do you think you'll be able to submit the essay by the deadline?
I don't know. I'm finding it hard to settle down and put in the amount of work needed to do a good job. I find the library distracting because of all the people coming and going, and my housemates are too noisy to allow me to concentrate when I'm at home.
Maybe you could come to my special evening work sessions. It's just a quiet time when students who find it hard to work independently at home or in the library can work without being disturbed. I'll be there as well, so if you have any questions, you'll have no delay in getting an answer.
That's a good idea, Mr. Stevenson, but what I really need is an extension, so that I can really do a really good job on the essay.
That shouldn't be a problem, Anna, but we have to follow the department rules on that. They specify that you need to supply a doctor's note for what you're asking for. If you can do that, then I will fill in the application form for you and approve it.
Oh, I didn't think of that. I'll need to go back and ask for it.
It shouldn't be a problem. Doctors in this town are used to providing them to support extension applications for students.
Okay.
Now, are there any other problems about the essay?
Well, there are a few things. I'm still not sure about a good subject. I was looking at a couple of things and I found good resources on both of them. My first idea was looking at how tax breaks offered by the Australian government can stimulate overseas investment.
That sounds as though it has possibilities.
Yes, but it got rather overcomplicated, as tax often is, apparently.
So what else have you thought about?
I was stuck for quite some time. I researched a lot in the library and online, but as I said before, I found it hard to concentrate.
You should have come to see me. I told you at the start that it was fine to get advice from me for choosing a topic.
I know, I just felt I should do it on my own. In the end, I looked at a historical overview of imports and exports between Australia and New Zealand. It would mean I would have to travel to New Zealand to check resources there, but my dad said he'd pay for that. I also could avoid having to deal with tax, which would be a bonus.
That's certainly more straightforward, yet should also be academic enough to fulfil the requirements of the essay.
It is, but I found the subject rather boring. My first topic was more complex, but much more interesting.
Well, let's let the others go and we can discuss your topics now and make sure that you've chosen one by the end of our time.
Okay, thanks so much, Mrs. Stevenson.